What are the tools, the necessary tools? We talk about images in this episode. Bonjour. Hello, everyone. I'm Nata, host of the Nata PR School podcast. You're a successful entrepreneur or marketing manager, and you're about to launch a new product or service, or you've been selling your goods for quite some time, but you want to learn how to increase your visibility, get known, and reach more clients? At Nata PR, we deal with real clients every day, and we'll teach you simple, fun, and honest PR solutions. You'll learn easy steps to combine PR to social media right now. Keep listening and let's get started. Bonjour, hello, and welcome to episode 169 of the Nata PR School podcast. Welcome, my PR friends, and I hope you're ready to close your eyes, listen to this podcast, and see images as I'm talking to you today. So public relations, what are the necessary tools? So we have one of our students at the Nata PR School who's ready to send his press release, and his boss I've asked him to send his press release as quickly, as fast as possible before the opening, because they want people to know, right? Which is a good reflex, and I can understand. So that's what the boss says. Everyone needs to know that we have a new store to put pressure on him a little bit. And so after reviewing the essential information, the essential tools in his press release, my final question was quite simple. What images do you have on hand for journalists to, you know, put with their article, illustrate their paper? And my student was looking at me, well, I don't have any images at this point because, you know, the store is not ready, it's not open yet. And I was asking, so do you have any sketches? Do you have like those that we call renderings? You know, those pictures that are, those images that are generated by computers. Sometimes architects, designers use that, and they are quite close to the reality. These renderings give a good idea of your new space, your new store, and media use them. So it's good to use as good as sometimes pictures. Because sometimes, you know, you want people to talk about it ahead of time and you don't have the final pictures because the store is not ready. So we use sometimes renderings. You can send a press release without pictures, of course, you know, and you may have the chance that the closest newspaper can send its photographer, but it's very risky. It happens once in a while, but it's really rare because those photographers are very busy running around the city. So they might have time to go and take pictures of your store. First of all, your store has to be ready. But if it's not, and you send your press release without pictures, they might not talk about you. It's better to wait until you have all the information, first of all. And the images of the new stores are crucial here. They're, you know, really essential. If your new point of sale is on a busy street, for example, having an image of the storefront can be extremely useful. And this is what the readers of these newspapers, you have to think about, you know, what do the readers want to see? They want to see the facade of your store, which is great. It's a great way to, you know, attract their attention, and they will recognize it when they see it. We simply cannot do it without images of quality today, really. And this is where step number 4 of the Nata PR model comes into play, reminding you that images are essential. And for those who don't know, and if you don't have the Nata PR model, you can, of course, download it at the end of this podcast behind in the notes, in the show notes. And it's free, so you can download it for free. And of course, I'm talking from experience because it happens, yes, at the Nata PR agency that we sometimes invite journalists to, you know, a major opening. And it did happen recently, was it the opening of a flagship store, listen to this, for a major international brand. And we receive, for many reasons, the pictures, the photos, only a few days after our event, our presentations to the press. the media waited to receive the pictures to publish their articles. And you know what? That's for the best. Because, you know, an article without an images will not have the same impact and will not capture the attention of many readers. This is why I challenge you, my friend, to find an article in a magazine or a newspaper that is not accompanied with an image or a photo, that doesn't include at least one image. It can be a drawing sometime, but there will be an image. You will see that it's rare. And I promise you will have a hard time finding even one. So the press release still has its place, of course, and photos have become really indispensable. And according to this survey that I love, Decision Survey of the State of Media, listen to this, 73% of journalists request and use pictures. What about the 27%? Well, those are from other fields. It might be if they're sports journalists, you know, so of course they have photographers of their own. But if you are in any other field, if you're not in the artistic section, you need pictures. I suggest really having pictures over videos if you have to make budget choices. Videos are extremely expensive. Journalists will watch them, but will not very often use them. So it's a big investment unless you use them for something else, of course. But photos, a picture will be useful on your website, on your social media platforms, and will be used with your press release. So pictures are what you need. High quality professional images will help you increase your chances of getting noticed, my friends. You really imagine a product that you want to promote that has no photos. The same goes for a store or a new shop. If you don't have images, it's not interesting really to talk about it. And if you sell services like us, you will need pictures of you. Portraits, professional pictures. What to do if you don't have any images to accompany your press release? Well, you wait. Delay sending your information. Don't send your press release and wait to have all the information and have a great image. I often say that you have one chance to make a good impression, especially if you have some great information and a new attractive product that you're sending out. And you capture the attention of a journalist that calls you after he received your press release and he asks for images that you don't have. You know what? He might just move on to the next press release, the next product, if you don't have a photo to represent your product or your service. So this is here step number 4 of our model. The necessary tools, what tools you need. Of course, you need like basic information, but images are so important. So download our model at the bottom of this episode. And I hope this little PR break was useful for you, that you saw some images listening to my voice. And more than anything, I hope you'll be joining me next week. À la semaine prochaine. Hey, you want to learn more about how to implement PR strategies? Head on to natapr.com and get on our list. You will also receive the Nata PR model on how to create a successful PR campaign. If you want to become a client, just send us an email to nata@natapr.com. Talk to you next week. À la semaine prochaine.